Hello, hello everyone. Welcome. It's your host, Angel Santos, online business coach, course and marketing expert, and I am really excited to dive into today's topic, which is 3 steps to creating really professional looking videos. It's always fun to talk about the techie type stuff, right? But I really wanted to talk about this topic because I have purchased a lot of programs over the years, from topics on finance to retreat, hosting a retreat, to I've bought courses on and workshops on how to, you know, style yourself, right? So I have purchased, various programs over the years. And I've seen some of the best stuff, and I've seen some of the things that definitely had a lot of room for improvement, right? And I wanted to share these things because these are really, really simple things that if you're making videos, and think about it, right? When we use video, whether you're going live on Instagram or you are maybe teaching webinars or masterclasses once a month to grow your email list, or maybe that's how you attract clients. Or maybe you're someone who is really big on YouTube or looking to get into YouTube. Either way, whether you enjoy it or not, video is probably an important element in your business, right? Not to mention if you want to offer courses. And the quality of your video, it really does matter. Now, the great news is that you don't have to rent out a studio and hire a production crew. You can do all the steps that I'm going to share. And honestly, you can get a really great looking video from the comfort of your home, right? But the things that I'm going to share in this particular video are things that you can do starting tomorrow, right? To just take the quality of your videos up a notch. So the perceived value is higher. Does that make sense? Like, you don't have to have a production studio and effects and all of this, but if your image is clear, right? If your image is just clear, crisp, and clean, your audio is great, you know, the lighting is fine. Some of the things that we're going to talk about shouldn't be too long of a video, a recording. It can really just increase from your client side or from your audience side. It can increase the perceived value of whatever you're sharing, right? You can know the most about your topic, but if you're struggling with your tech, right, that can decrease the value. For instance, let's say you want to create an online program and your video is really shaky, for which you probably need a tripod, or it's like really, really dark. Like recently, I found this app, and they do personal training, and they sent me this great offer, and they were like, oh, you know, we'd really like to work with you. But when I did the trial, the videos were really dark. So I already need all the support I can with working out, okay? An app with some dark and fuzzy looking videos, that's not inspiring me. Like, I'm not saying, you know, you have to have Jillian Michaels quality videos, but at least have a well-lit room. You know, like, you telling me to do yoga and I'm having to lean in my phone to see your pose? That's not it. So needless to say, I didn't sign a very personable company. Hi, Christina, how are you? It was a very personable company, but I didn't sign up for their service because I don't really trust that you can help me because your videos are really dim. So that just doesn't seem professional to me, right? I don't trust you with my money, and I don't trust having a great client experience. That's not what I want for you in whatever aspect you're using video for, right? And for those of you live, as well as those of you who watch this on YouTube, if you have questions or anything, do you have questions in general about video, or if something pops up, you're welcome to leave it in the chat or in the comment section. So let's hop into the 3 things that I want to share. We'll start with number one. Okay. And this one is a big deal. So if you're not going to do anything else, right? If you're not going to listen to anything else that I say, This first tip will really make a difference. And for those of you who are new to my community, new to the podcast, welcome. I'll give you a super short history of why I'm qualified to tell you this. So first of all, look at my video. Does my video look clear? So if you know nothing else, you understand I can achieve a clear video. But more than that, I've been in photography and media production literally since I was 13. Okay. And then professionally, in 2004, I was involved with media production for NASA. I made their website. And then in 2012, I actually worked for ABC 13, also worked for PBS. So I literally have worked in television and radio. So I know probably way more than I should about how to produce television, live videos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can really trust this information. I'm not telling you something because I want to make it harder on you. I'm just telling you because I know that you probably have really great services and programs that you offer. And I want to make sure that the way you come across visually conveys the same quality, right? Because people judge books by their covers every day. Okay, so the first thing to, the first step or element in improving your video for lives, YouTube videos, courses, etc., is having an external camera. And this is an example. So this is the external camera here. And it's literally called external camera for those of you watching. For those of you listening, I'm just holding a camera in my hand because you can just snap it on to any camera. So if any computer. So if you have a desktop computer, if you have a laptop computer, I highly recommend getting an external web camera. If the image that your in-computer camera produces is not clear. And you'll know, like when you get on a Zoom or if you go live, is your computer grainy? Is it a little dark? Or does it seem really crisp and clear? So if it does not seem crisp and clear, I highly recommend getting an external web camera and probably like at least 2K, but up to 4K. So the one I'm holding in my hand is 4K. And when I plug it in, it looks like you can see all of my pores, which is a good thing because you want a really clear and high definition image, right? It's, again, it's just the difference in the perceived value, right? If you're going to take the time, I say, if you're going to take the time to put yourself in front of the camera, at least have it look good. The second one is a ring light. You can also use a softbox light for those of you who are a little more familiar with lighting. So a softbox light, which is just a light which has a light bulb and literally like kind of a box, a fabric box around it. So it kind of diffuses the light so it's not too harsh. Or you can use a ring light, which is the round thing that I'm holding now. And you'll place that in front of you. And actually the ring light also really comes in handy when you're doing like at home photo shoots. So for those of you who are in my portrait pro program, DIY photo shoots, you know, I mentioned this as well. Good lighting makes a difference. As I mentioned earlier, the app that I, had signed up for, I did a trial with, I canceled it. I really liked it. It came with recipes. The trainers talk to you every day. Great accountability. But literally the first video I clicked on, it just had really bad lighting. And I was like, oh, no, what kind of, you know, I just don't understand how you are a whole developed app and you have bad lighting. So I don't trust you with my money. So thank you and goodbye. Right. So just making sure you have adequate lighting can make a really big difference. Here's the thing. Your job as the producer of your video is just to make sure that people can hear you and see you clearly. Because if they can't, if your video is shaky or if the audio is in and out and they have to struggle, that takes away from the message. And if something is distracting from the message you're conveying, you know, it's fighting against you. You're missing the point of the whole video. So you want to take away any element that would cause distraction from you and your message. And the last one, and this is the one that really inspired this entire video, okay? Because I see people make this mistake. I was working with someone a few months ago who was developing a course. It was a one-on-one client. And she had asked me to, you know, look over her videos. And I was like, oh, it's great, but I shouldn't know that you're in PowerPoint, right? And so the last element, and to me, this is what really separates, you know, a course or a video from the amateurs to the professionals, is don't let us know what you're using. If you're in Canva, right, go ahead and make the screen full and then start recording it, right? Or trim the video after. If you're in PowerPoint, make the screen full and then start recording or trim it after. And for those of you who are like, you're not sure what I'm talking about. So you know how when you go on PowerPoint or even an internet browser and you can see the window, you're like, if you're on Facebook, you see Facebook, but above Facebook, you'll see the bar that says Facebook.com and then you'll see any other tabs open. Don't show people the tabs. Don't show people the software. Just show them your slides. This again is what separates you from amateur video to a professional video. And also, it can be distracting, right? And I don't want people, once again, this is not about you having to have a perfect video. This is just because I know you want to make the best quality video you can. And this is a simple tweak by just making something full screen. It's kind of like if you are watching Hulu or Netflix, right? You can watch it in the browser and see all the tabs, or you can make it full screen and just see the film or TV show. Make it full screen. It's less distracting for your students. It makes the video look more high quality, and it also increases the perceived value, especially if it's something that they have paid for. So those are the three things that I wanted to share. External web camera, it makes a difference. A ring light, the right lighting, let me tell you, the right lighting is huge. And then making your slides full screen. Does anyone live have any questions? Just want to check in. For those listening live and the recording, thank you so much. I told you this video would not be too long. And I have a few updates I wanted to share. So I wanted to make sure that I tell you all about our freebie library, right? So I have single things that we offer for free. I have, you know, the course creation planner. We have the 33 ways to market your business without paid ads guide. So we've always had, you know, different freebies, but a few months ago, I actually opened up a library where we just have a ton of like mini trainings on things like course creation, marketing, mindset, everything is in there, like things from encouragement to we have some templates in there. We have a meditation in there. So it's full of goodies. And it is 100% free, and it's a really great resource. So I want to make sure I start telling you all about it more when I do these lives and these episodes. You can get access to it at ChristianSheepreneurAcademy.com, ChristianSheepreneurAcademy.com/lounge. So make sure you sign up for that if you're interested in really just some resources to help you start and grow your online-based business. And it also has more things about video in there as well. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that we have a course creation challenge coming up in the beginning of April. So if you are interested in turning what you know into an online course, that is the perfect place to start. We do so much in 5 days. We go through the course format. You get help outlining your course. You learn all the steps needed to go from idea to publish. Like, it is jam-packed. It's a busy 5 days, but people get a lot done and have a lot of fun. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up at CourseCreationChallenge.com. And then we also have some fun things coming up in May as well. But those details are not ready. So stay tuned for that. Oh, thank you for the heart. I appreciate it. All right, everyone. That is what I wanted to share today on the topic of 3 steps to professional looking videos. Thank you so much for watching, listening, and have a beautiful day.